se alegre quien esté en el cielo, exulte lo que haya en la tierra, pues el Señor ha mostrado poder con su brazo, muriendo la muerte venció. Él es el primogénito de entre los muertos, nos ha arrebatado del vientre de los infiernos y ha donado al mundo su gran misericordia.
August 23, 2020, Romans 11:33-35. Before we return to the rhythm of the daily interpretations, I would like to add a valuable text that was sent to me in the context of the last meditations. It helps to understand why in the last few days I have chosen very clear words to speak about the irritations in the world and in the church describing the work of Lucifer. The text comes from St. Pius X, from Passendi Dominici Gregis. On his day of remembrance, I had written my meditations for August 22, for yesterday. The words are, "Still it must be confessed that the number of the enemies of the cross of Christ has in these last days increased exceedingly, who are striving by arts entirely new and full of subtlety to destroy the vital energy of the Church, and, if they can, to overthrow utterly Christ's kingdom itself. Wherefore we may no longer be silent, lest we should seem to fail in our most sacred duty, and lest the kindness that, in the hope of wiser counsels, we have hitherto shown them, should be attributed to forgetfulness of our office." He speaks especially of the influence of the modernism, and it's clear who is behind this influence. But now we turn to the words of the biblical text of today. It's written, "How rich and deep are the wisdom and the knowledge of God! We cannot reach to the root of his decisions or his ways. Who has ever known the mind of the Lord? Who has ever been his adviser? Who has given anything to him, so that his presence come only as a debt returned? Everything there is comes from him, and is caused by him, and exists for him. To him be glory forever. Amen." This exclamation comes from the heart and spirit of St. Paul, who recognizes the wonderful guidance of God, despite the resistance of the people of Israel. A great knowledge of God is given to him, and we know, even from his own words, that God left him a certain suffering so that he would not exalt himself because of his high knowledge. With this wonderful exclamation, he gives us good advice. We cannot overlook the ways of God. Often we are faced with situations that are incomprehensible to us. If we want to understand them with our limited knowledge, we can even go crazy about them. Let us think, for example, of the surprising death of a child or another loved one, or, if we look at history, of the death of so many Jews during the time of the Hitler madness. Who can explain this? Who can understand it? Here, we are invited to trust. Of course, This applies not only to such traumatic and painful events, but to everything. We can learn to understand God better if we entrust ourselves to His ways. Then perhaps we will be given the gift, in retrospect, to understand something of the wisdom of God, why He allowed this or that to happen. But this entrusting ourselves is not a resigned, you can't know anyway. Perhaps unconsciously reproaching God that we cannot see how things are. No, it is a whole yes that God knows things and that everything leads to the good. These are then acts of faith through which we place our heart, our mind, our will, and also our emotions completely under the love reign of God. When we recognize God's wonderful guidance, then rejoice of our own accord and praise rises from the heart. Then it is easy to join St. Paul in his call. When it is dark and we see nothing, then faith, which does not let us go to despair, is our bright light. The basis for this trust is the knowledge of the love of God, which we may always ask for and which we perceive more and more even as our love grows. Only love opens up the knowledge of God for us, and with this knowledge comes the inner security on all the paths that God prepares for us. If we look at it in the right way, then this knowledge of St. Paul also makes us very much relieved and delighted. We as human beings, despite all our enormous knowledge that God has given us in the exploration of nature, need the right humility to perceive the glorious ways of God. They are not like a logic that is always visible to us, which runs through the laws of the nature. Man does not function like a machine or a plant, but God has created him as a free counterpart. Through the fall of man in sin, a situation has arisen that integrates God into his plan. The many faults of man, the great sins and errors, but also his goodwill, his obedience to God, and the positive development of the gifts that God has entrusted to them, form an essential part of the history of mankind. God wants to lead them to their destiny. History is therefore not simply a process that will naturally end in good. No, it is a struggle between those who obey God, who want to serve Him, and who cooperate in making this world a kingdom of God, and those people who, in their ignorance or even blindness, are in danger of serving the devil's plans. Then there are also people who have become evil. The wonderful created high angel, called Lucifer, has abused his freedom and, in his delusion, wants to destroy the works of God. He works tirelessly to draw people to his side and establish a dictatorship of evil. In the last few days, we have dealt with this sad subject more intensively. All this involves God in his actions, and he will lead all those who trust and listen to him to where he wants them to be. God knows how to include everything in his plan. He alone knows everything. So we can proclaim, thanks God that his wisdom rules the world and not those forces of destruction which outwardly seem to be victorious, but in reality are already defeated. God will never abandon his own to perdition.
In this sense, we will hear now a song of resurrection out of the Russian Byzantine liturgy.
Exulte lo que haya en la tierra, pues
pues el Señor ha mostrado poder con su brazo, muriendo la muerte venció. Él es el primogénito de entre los muertos, nos ha arrebatado del vientre de los infiernos y ha donado al mundo su gran misericordia. Que se alegre quien esté en el cielo, exulte lo que haya en la tierra, pues el Señor ha mostrado poder con su brazo, muriendo la muerte venció. Él es el primogénito de entre los muertos, nos ha arrebatado del vientre de los infiernos.